You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all the way through the AFC Championship game.
And he's in for a touchdown.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
In a time full of uncertainty, one thing is clear. Students are ready to learn, to dream, to grow. But they need fully stocked classrooms to thrive. Every pencil, book, and paintbrush you help fund unlocks creativity, confidence, and a brighter future. Choose students. Shape the future. Donate now at donorschoose.org/backtoschool.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hi, Dave.
How jet lagged are you guys?
I'm so bad.
You just come from the plane to here. Yeah.
It's about 5:30 for us at home, I believe.
No. That's because I just
Something like that.
So, did you fly from New York?
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, Kennedy's time. Yeah.
Kennedy, right. Because I just did the same flight a couple of weeks back on the side of Mexico, Cancun, New York.
Oh, nice.
A little bit of a layover and then New York. And then, but like, as in a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
We got home. We were all dead for days.
Yeah.
You were like, bollocks.
It literally bollocks. That is exactly what we were.
I'm teaching her Irish.
You're, like, you're teaching her all the right words. If I'm going to test your Irishness in a little bit. Not right now, but we'll test your Irishness in a little bit, Dolores.
I'm not so sure. I think I might do good. Let's see.
We'll see. We'll see. How do you guys think Real Housewives of Dublin would work? Dolores, do you think there's enough personality in this city of ours?
There's nothing but personality here. There's not really a sun or a beach. I come here for the personality and the history. But I can tell you, and I'll tell you why I think it'll do well. From the Irish women I've met, they're very temperamental. And I say that with all the love. I say that with a lot of love. So I feel like there's some good talent in Dublin, and I think it would be a great show. Not a good show, a great show.
And what do you think are the key ingredients in terms of what that show like that needs? Like, I mean, you say personality. Obviously, personality is everything, but there's so much more going on.
The storylines.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What it is. And you know, over here, the storylines are just
everyone's got a story.
The best.
Yeah.
Dublin's a perfect place for it. I mean, I think it would do really well.
You guys gossip. I'm sorry. You guys gossip more than anybody I know.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
It is. Can we tell the story of how you guys met?
I'll let Paul tell it. Okay. I'd like to hear his rendition.
Go, Paul.
You like to hear the truth.
No, I like to hear what you... Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, however that thing works.
Let's find out.
We
okay,
see
Paul.
Things differently.
Well, she's from Paterson, New Jersey, so
right.
We'll keep that one there. We met through a mutual friend, a designer that did some work on my place, and then obviously knew her, and she was like, oh, you should connect with this guy. He's just came on the market. He's available. And she's like, oh, whatever. So what happened then was we were talking on Instagram. So because Dolores goes, oh, my God, I can't believe it's you because I thought you were gay looking at your Instagram. So I was like, well, I did try out for a boy band. So
okay, yeah,
I think everyone in Ireland did at one time, I'm just saying, even the girls.
Well, we need to pause the story here for a second. Which boy band?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Come
that.
On.
Tell Paul.
It's got to be Boyzone.
Of course.
I love it, Paulie. Love
you
it.
You missed out, guys.
They missed out.
Oh, you became famous. Yeah. It was in the cards, Paul.
You
now you're Irish Paulie now.
Irish Paulie. Everybody from the pod, the system, everybody.
Absolutely.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been Instagram chatting.
So Instagram chatting, Dolores is like, oh my God, this is great. That you're straight. It's actually better. We can talk. So I'm like, cool. So I happen to have to get a new phone. And she's like, yeah, my phone is broken too. And I'm like, that's weird. Whatever. So I go to the store. I'm in the store. And at the time, we're just getting over COVID. So there's still masks.
Of course.
But I knew what she looked like, but I didn't really watch The Housewives.
Okay.
So then I look down the store and I see the doors open and this woman walk in, all these hair extensions, boobs going everywhere, Lululemons, extra kitty
nonsense.
Small stuck on
right,
her. I'm like,
right.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, you won.
He was so nervous, Dave. He had his phone like this.
I was shaking.
Really?
I knew I had him.
I got the mask and pulled the reel. I was like getting so embarrassed, but she broke the ice for me and ever since then it's been hell.
No, it hasn't. It's been fun and fireworks, guys.
For sure.
It is.
No,
yeah. It's great.
And
great.
How do you guys feel about the, I guess, look, whenever someone has profile, you know, any description, you lose a bit of privacy, right?
Yes.
But you guys are bringing all of these things to the show. So do you ever feel like the show gets too much into your lives? Or are you okay with it, Dolores?
You know, I know what I signed up for, and sure. I feel like transparency is something that I owe the people that watch the show. I have a great loyalty and appreciation for, I don't call them fans, I call them friends.
Okay.
And I feel that you have to be honest. Like, I'm very honest about my plastic surgery. I'm very honest about our relationship. And I put a lot of my life out there because I feel like maybe somebody else can learn from it, or maybe someone can connect with it, and yeah. maybe I could resonate with someone who maybe needs something. So that is, for me, very important. So do they delve in too much? No. Is it easy? Very. Yeah. It's really, really hard sometimes.
Yeah,
and Paul at first, of course, Irish people don't really like people knowing their business, even though everyone knows their business.
Yep.
So conspiracy. That was a problem for him. He's yeah. like, I used to be quiet. Stop talking to the neighbors. Everyone knows where I live now.
I lived there for 5 years. No one knows who I am. All of a sudden, they're like, know my whole history. I'm like, Dolores, what's...
He came to America, good. And I think he wanted to be like, not know everybody like here.
Yeah.
And that...
You want a bit of anonymity and then...
Yeah, and then he winds up on a housewife show. So that's out the window. Yeah.
I asked my listeners for some questions for you guys, okay?
They're okay. I love the listener. I love the listener questions.
Now, most of them were either, when are we getting engaged? Or a lot of people were saying, are you guys sick of people asking you when you're getting engaged? So I'll ask the second question.
Are we sick of it? Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to say, I know it's all with good intention.
Sure.
So I don't get mad at it.
Okay.
And I appreciate it.
People are rooting for you guys.
They're rooting for us. Yeah. So I have to say, oh, that's great. But I'll let Paul answer that as well. Are you sick of hearing it?
You know,
well, you don't hear it from me, so.
Filming the show got a little bit crazy because every scene, the guys would ask the question, what story? First of all, it was like, when are you getting divorced? Which was the big question.
Yep.
And that was in the
and that was a fair question.
It was a fair question.
But don't ask me 6,000 times. No, I'll give you the answer when you first ask me. So then the next thing is obviously the engagement, right? So a lot of things happen, you know, Frankie, her son got engaged, Frank got engaged, Frank gets married, Frankie's getting married. And I'm like, I don't want to steal the show. So, you know, the timing's good. I don't know. Who knows? Could be today, could be tomorrow.
You're in Ireland, you know. He's jet lagged. He can just spit out of his mouth. He knows what'll happen.
I would say it's closer than close.
After a few pints, if it doesn't happen then, I'll tell you that.
Famously, at the end of the last season, the reunion couldn't happen in the room and had to, there was separation.
Yeah, we had to separate.
Did you feel that was justified, or do you think you guys could have kept it together if you were all in the traditional?
No, I feel that they were right. I feel that NBC's hands were tied at that point. And it was because we were just like going to kill each other at that. Not me, but the girls were getting too violent and they just figured it was best. If there was going to be anything getting done, we had to be separated.
Okay. Which, yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Because it's very real.
Oh,
that's the thing. A lot of people say, oh, it's scripted.
Mm. It's not scripted at all.
Do you think we could carry a script? I just wanted to ask you that.
I think you two could carry a script, but I agree with you. I don't think the show is scripted. I think you can tell the passion and the
life unfolds.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, especially when there's families involved and blood.
That's why family is very much, New Jersey is very much about family inherently. So that when, you know, people appreciate it more. We fight hard, you love hard.
That's absolutely, I like that. I like that attitude. Let's talk, Doris, briefly about the fact that you won The Traitors.
I won.
How was that experience? A different experience,
I
would imagine.
It makes my soul happy even to hear the name.
Really?
I have actually a podcast now. It's called By Order of the Faithful. So I put a little Peaky Blinders in there and I threw The Traitors in. So it's me and Wells from The Traitors. Do you remember Wells?
Yes, Wells, yeah.
He's lovely. And Tamara Judge.
Okay.
From the second season.
Okay, so the three of you together.
It's the three of us together and it's good. We got 50,000 downloads yesterday.
Oh my God.
People love The Traitors. You know, credit to Paul. I just have to publicly thank him right now for supporting me so much. I was gone for over a month and I was only allowed to call home once a week. Supervised phone call.
Wow. Supervised.
Supervised.
FaceTime.
It's like prison.
So that we didn't leak the show there. It is a very tight ship.
Right. Okay.
Studio Lambert does not mess around.
Well, do you know what? There's an Irish version that's kicking off in a couple of weeks.
I want
here.
Paul on it.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Come on, Dave.
Now, I think, you know what?
It'll be good work.
It'll be serious too because the first one's already cast.
Yeah.
The second one's going to be rolling around pretty soon.
I'm going to reach out to studio. If you're listening, let's all petition to have Paul Connell on the Irish Traders. That, come on now.
We would sign up for that, yeah, yeah, for sure.
There now, yeah, go on, Paul. Absolutely. You'd be great.
One of the other listener questions, Dolores, about Real Housewives, and Paul, you can answer this too. How much restraint does it take to not just tell all the people in there who are annoying you, to, and this is a proper Irish phrase, just cop on?
Paul did it in his first scene. I swear, I didn't have more than 5 minutes before Paul got, you know, into it.
Yeah.
One of the producers goes, wow, that, he's so sexy. He's, look at Paul. He's going to.
Well, in fairness, I had a bunch of Italian guys who were like 4'3".
Yeah.
Looking up at
they're
me.
They're not 4'3".
Well, okay, they're 5'4". Same thing. Right. And they're like screaming at me and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, your
just
dog's just barking
yeah.
at you. I'm like, what's wrong?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You...
But that's the part because it's real. And you're like, are you guys joking or is this for real? And then I'm like, oh shit, the cameras are up. You guys
right.
are...
They're this real. Real.
He okay. handled it well, though. But I knew there was a very small window before the Dubliner comes out. And I knew that every... Because we have security guards always.
Yeah,
we
always,
have a camera
always,
crew.
Always, yeah.
And of course, well, it was at a bar.
Give me two security guards?
And I said, it's time to go. Because I also
she
know
did.
What comes next.
Okay. Right.
After the calm,
yeah,
before
yeah,
the storm.
Yeah, you can feel that. Yeah, you're a smart lady. I like it. And we're going to jump into the Irish test. Because I want to see whether or not Dolores is going to pass this test. I mean, Paul, you're brought her over here. She's straight off the plane. The poor thing is jet lagged. But let's find out.
Time here.
Let's
wait,
find
what?
Out.
Seventh time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been here before. Let's see if it's rubbed
but
off.
But you won't take me to Italy.
When we get there, Ireland first. Alphabetically, Ireland yeah. first. Yeah. There we go.
See,
we're with Italy
afterwards. That Irish wit, you can't beat it.
Okay, first question for you is, what does it mean when you get the shift?
I don't know.
What? Come on.
Get the shift. I don't know.
Okay.
So you're out with them tonight. You're having a great time. You're single now. You're having a great time. You meet a lovely lad.
This is not.
See, I've never been single and around an Irish person, so I wouldn't know that.
This is not the Irish language. This is, we're talking common talk here.
Getting the shift is hooking up with somebody.
Oh, yeah. Why would I know that? I
yeah, because you haven't had sex yet, so.
No, stop. Your son is sitting here and his girlfriend. Stop. That's gross to them. God help it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Dolores, what is in a tato sandwich?
Oh, okay. So that's white bread with the tato chips on it. And that's after a long night.
We'll give you that one. We'll absolutely give you that one.
Kerrygold butter.
Kerrygold butter. Spot
okay.
on.
Kerrygold butter.
What does acting the maggot mean?
Don't know. What's wrong with you? You never told me these things.
You do when you say you Egypt. What are you saying?
Egypt. I hate that word.
Egypt. You hate Egypt?
I hate it.
Acting the maggot is acting the Egypt. Just being annoying. I'd say he's acting the maggot around you a fair bit. Yeah.
Sharon taught me that word, his sister.
If I give you a 99, what would you be holding in your hand?
What? Now I know she never listens to me. Because
you would say it.
When I was a kid,
yeah,
I used to get brought up for 99.
Yeah,
ice cream
yeah.
cone with the chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Ice cream
I'm
cone
sorry,
with the
Paul. Yeah.
Which Irish sport would you play if you were using a schlitter?
Paul, you've taught me nothing.
We're starting our own drama here by accident.
Schlitter.
A schlitter.
Which is schlitter?
Yeah, say it again.
Schlitter.
Very close.
It's not bad.
That could be something after a couple of Guinness, but I don't know.
A schlitter. A schlitter is the small, hard ball you play hurling with.
Ah, well, that's
stick.
The number
yeah,
one
she's
sport.
She's like, oh, them guys are so good.
Yeah, oh, they are.
They have nice legs.
They're big boys.
They're big boys. And the final question is, have you tried a spice bag?
Of course I've tried a spice bag.
What did you think of the spice bag?
I love it. I love it. I like my fish and chips when I get off the plane.
Very good.
Very much so. And what else do I like, Paul? Like my sausage.
Gloria's question was, what's your favorite Irish food? Sausage sandwich, is that up there?
I just had one before I got here, yeah.
Great.
But my favorite thing is I could eat whatever I want and I'm not going to gain weight here.
That's magical Ireland land.
Magical.
I don't know if the rest of us feel that way, but maybe it's just you. Dolores and Paul, it is so good to see you guys. Thank you for taking time, especially straight off the plane.
Thank you.
No,
thank
you're
you.
So kind.
I think this was my best time I'm going to have all
see, she's doing,
week.
I think you're right, yeah. Paul, Dolores, thanks. And
Dave,
your family, thank you guys so
thank
much for coming
you.
In. You're legends. Thanks.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
The biggest homeowner mistakes. Do-it-yourself lumberjack. Better leave it to the pros. Doing your own electrical work?
The results could be shocking, but letting just anyone replace your windows, biggest mistake ever. Be a happy homeowner and leave window replacement to the best. The certified master installers at Renewal by Andersen. For a limited time, buy one window or door and get the second 40% off, plus $200 off your entire purchase with special financing. Minimum purchase of four. Visit renewalbyandersen.com today for this great offer.